Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Just minutes ago in our collect for the day, we prayed something that each of you needs to take to heart in your prayers. None of us are exempt from knowing people, sometimes even fellow members here at Our Savior, who have gone astray from the ways of the Lord. We prayed in that collect that our God would be gracious, not that our God would just be nice to them as they depart from the faith, or that God would somehow bring them back nicely. No, we prayed and we stated clearly that what we are asking God to do, to bring them again with penitent hearts. Penitent hearts. Hearts that have heard the law of the Lord our God and have been stricken with sorrow over their sins against the Lord our God. Your friends, your family, your fellow members who do not come to hear God's word or receive the Lord's Supper have gone astray from the Lord's ways. They may not be found in some kind of manifest open sin that causes pagans to recoil, but they are in sin. And the simple fact is that church membership and attending divine service, that is the service where God works on us, has become less and less frequent for so many. That is not in keeping with the Lord's ways. But then also then, we find ourselves here, and our hearts are so often to wander away into the cares and the concerns of this world, so often, even while being here. This is not in keeping with our Lord's ways. So we pray. We pray for them, and we pray for each other, that God would be gracious to us and grant us penitent hearts, and then also steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of God's word. Full repentance that would be sorrow for our sins and faith in God's promise to forgive our sins. This is what we pray for through Jesus. We pray this for us, that our attendance would be frequent and attentive, that God's word would be heard, and that we would keep it and not let us go astray from it. We pray this then for our fellow members who choose not to come to church any longer, that they would repent, lest their sin and the wages from it consume them for eternity. The gospel lesson for this morning points this out, the dangers of falling away. Jesus teaches about an unclean spirit, how it is driven away. This is like weeks ago when we heard the parable of the sower, seed that then takes root and it starts to grow. But then the cares and the concerns of this world come along and rot out that seed of the word, choke it out. The person chooses this or that other thing as being more important than the word. The demonic distractions may be evil things, like despising the word, despising the preaching of it, or examples from our epistle lesson today, those examples of perversity, immorality, impurity, or covetousness, which is idolatry. St. Paul says that these things remove a person from the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. Then there, of course, all the seemingly good things that just somehow make us double booked with our opportunities for hearing God's word at church. That may just be the lazy things like our felt need for more sleep, But man does not live by bread alone, as you just heard the children say, or by entertainment alone, or by our offenses alone, or by our careers alone, or by our sleep alone, or by our family alone, or by anything else alone. But man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The devil does not want you to believe that even this morning. So when an unclean spirit is driven out by the word or by baptism, that is to say, when a person becomes a Christian, that unclean spirit may go out to bad places but will gladly return to see its former host. And in the case of those who have departed from the word of the Lord and the guard and the protection that it provides, those who have gone astray from the Lord's ways, who do not believe the word or keep it, the seed of the word is disregarded. And that person willfully turns from the holy commandments of God, grieves and embitters the Holy Spirit, involves themselves again in the world's filth, and redecorate their hearts as homes for the devil. Then that unclean spirit, Jesus tells us, bring seven even more deadly of its friends with it. This is the great warning about falling away. That even Jesus says the last state of that person is worse than the first. They are in a worse state, a worse condition after falling away. Jesus says that about us. When we are tempted to just skip out a little, to stop the devotions, to find something else to do on Sunday mornings or Monday nights, to take anything and put it before the hearing of the Lord's preaching, the calling upon of His name, the fearing, loving, and trusting in Him above all things. He says this about then also those who refuse to come and hear the Word of God. This also goes for any who might stress baptism, but then reject regular attendance to the word that is required after baptism. The last state is worse than the first. The people are worse off when they embrace the changing truths of this world around us rather than the unchangeable truth of the word. They are worse off when they try to make God's word line up with culture and the society we live in, or the party platform we vote for. But God's word is an unchangeable truth. Any change that you may perceive is only a reflection of sinful hearts going astray from the Lord's ways. If you see in your life something leading you astray, know that it is something that wants to make your last state worse than your first. And there is not an ounce of good in that, no matter how it comes to you, how nice it seems, or who it is that's distracting you. As St. Paul says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. It's a great warning, and it's meant for Lent. It is a great warning, and yet we did pray in our collect today, O God, whose glory it is to always have mercy. Be gracious. Our hope is not ourselves. Our hope is the God whose glory it is to always have mercy. That is why Christ has come. That He is God's mercy in the flesh. That He is the one He spoke of, the stronger one, the stronger man who can drive out unclean spirits, one or eight or however many. He can drive out the demon. He can drive out the worldliness in us. That He has crushed the serpent's head by being crucified for us. He has defeated the devil already at Calvary. He is the one who, as St. Paul says, who has loved us, giving Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That His blood sets us free. It drives out demons. And it covers the entry of our hearts that nothing may return with seven demonic friends to make us worse. This is why we pray to the Father to have mercy, to send us His Holy Spirit, that we would believe His Word, holding it in steadfast faith as the divine, unchangeable gift that it is for us and for our salvation. That we would be blessed by hearing the Word and keeping it. That is, the Holy Spirit would not only cause us to believe steadfastly, but also to walk according to the ways of our Lord. That at one time, as St. Paul says, you were in darkness, but now you are the light of the Lord. That you are children of the light. That Christ Jesus was not sacrificed to the Father in vain. His Spirit was not given to you in baptism for no effect. That Christ is the stronger man. He is stronger than all the demons in your life. That by His grace, and His grace is found in the Word, which is found in His church. It is not found in your pet sins, not in your entertainment, not in your career, not in any other thing. That His strength comes by the hearing of His Word, because His strength comes in the gospel, which has the power of God unto salvation in it. That His strength is found in the Word which brings you the forgiveness of your many sins. And that this day you are blessed because you have heard the Word of the Lord. The unchangeable Word, both of law, which will always show you your sins, and also in the unchangeable Word of the Gospel. The Word of your sins being forgiven because of what Christ Jesus has done for you and for your salvation. That's what God will use to guard and keep you, the hearing of His Word. That's what keeps demons at bay. That's what the Spirit uses to keep you steadfast in the one true faith. So guess what? That's what He'll use on those you know who have gone astray from the ways of the Lord. Strengthen your resolve. Get them back around your Word, around the Word of God. Pray to the Lord that He would grant you courage to do so. Pray to the Lord that you would be given courage and steadfastness to speak as children of light who also are forgiven. But children of light who know what deadly demons are out there that lurk in wait for those who step away from the Word. But you are children of God, who also know God because you know Jesus, whose glory it is to always show mercy and be gracious. So call out to those to return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He always welcomes them back. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it, or believe it. That's you today by God's great mercy and grace. And may that be many more of our own members next week or in the weeks to come by your gracious invitation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.